Sach Luxem Paragimal Mishnah Gimel Nivlat Behemet Mea Bechamaka. Nivlat Ova Tar Bekvarim Tricha Machshava Beinan Trichen Hech. The carcass of an non-kosher animal, no matter where it is, whether it's in a village or in a bigger city, and the carcass of a kosher bird, if it's in a village, require Machshava for it to be Makabal Tumah, did not require Hech. As the Mishnah said in Mishnah Aleph, there are certain foods that require Machshava and not Hech. Now the Mishnah tells us that these are the foods that require machshava, not hechsher. The reason why these foods require machshava, that you have to have in mind that you want to eat them or feed them to somebody else, nor if it to be makabel tumah, is because these type of foods are not normally eaten, not by Jews, nor by non-Jews. So therefore, without machshava, without having in mind that you plan on feeding it to a non-Jew, it would not be considered ochel, it wouldn't be considered food, and therefore, it wouldn't be makabel tumah ochel, it wouldn't become tumah. So therefore, only if you have the machshava to give the behemoth tomato to a guy to be eaten, or to give the nevela of the kosher bird to a guy to be eaten if it's in a village, as in a village it's hard to find a guy that's going to eat the nevela of an oftar as opposed to a big city. In a big city you could find a guy that will eat the nevela of an oftar, so therefore, unless you have machshava, it would not be makabel tumah. But it does not require hechsher. It does not require to come into contact with any of the seven liquids for it to be makabel tumah. Nor does it have to come into contact with something that's tameh for it to be tameh, as these things are tame even without coming into contact with the sheretz or anything else. The reason being that the nevela of the behemoth tmeah is metame bekezai, a tumah hamur, it's metame maga uva masa, that is the din of a nevela. And therefore, even though in this case we're talking about where you have less than a kezai, so it's not metame the severe tumah of a nevela, but if you put it together with other oichlin, with other foods, and you have a be'ah of the nevela together with the other foods, it would be metame tumah tochen, it would be tamei. If the other food is tamei together with the nevela, you would have a bed with tamei other things. That even though the nevela itself did not become tamei from anything else, since if you had a kezias of this nevela, it would be metame a tumah chamura, a very severe tumah of maga umasa, even though in this case you have less than a kezias, but if you put it together with other earth and spam and all together you have a bea, it would be considered tamei for a tumah kala, a less severe tumah, the tumah of tumas ochlin, as tumas ochlin is not metame the masa. It's only metame b'maga, and it's not nava tumah either. It's a less severe tumah than the tumah of nevela. So in this case, where you have a nevela, even though it's less than a kezai, so it can't be metame the severe tumah of a nevela, but if you put it together with other tumas ochlin, and altogether you have a bea, it would be metame tumah kala, a less severe tumah. And the same would be true by the nevela of a oaf tar. The nevela of an oaf tar would not be metame on contact, but if you swallow a kezai of it, while it's in your base of beer, while it's going down your throat, it would be metame the clothing that you're wearing. It would have a din of an avat tumah. So the nevela of an avat tar is also metame a tumah hamura, a severe tumah. So in this case, if you have less than a kezias of the nevela of an avat tar, even though less than a kezias, it's not metame a tumah hamura, it would not be metame the clothing that you're wearing. It's not an avat tumah unless you have a kezias. But if you combine it with other also with other foods and altogether you have a beer, it would be metame tumah tochan, a less severe tumah, even though the nevela of tar had not become tamei for anything else, since it itself, if you had a kezias, would be tamei a tumah hamura. If you have less than a kezias and you combine it with other ochlin that are tamei and altogether you have a bea, it would be metamei tumah ochlin, even though it doesn't have any hechsher and even though it had not become tamei from any outside source. Nivlat behemah tahara b'kamaka. The carcass of a kosher animal, no matter where it is, whether it's in a small village or in a big city, you can always find a guy that will eat it. And the nevela of a kosher bird, and the chela, the fat for a non-kosher animal, if you're in a shvach, if you're in a big city, you can find a guy that will be willing to eat it. Ena tzricha machshava v'lo hechsher. These things do not require machshava nor hechsher. For it to be metamei tumah zochon. They don't require any machshava. You don't have to have in mind you're going to feed it to a guy. Since you can always find a guy to eat it, it's considered oichlin without any machshava at all. Therefore, it's metamei tumah zochon. Nor does it require any hechsher. It doesn't have to come into contact with any of the seven liquids for it to be metamei tumah zochon. Nor does it have to come into contact with anything that will be metamei for it to be metamei tumah zochon. As these things, if you have the kezias of them, the metame a tumah hamura, a very severe tumah, as an available metame mago b'maka, like we mentioned previously. So here, even though we're talking about we have less than a kezias, so it's not metame a tumah hamura. But if you combine it with other oichlim that are tame and you have a bear with it, it would be metame a tumah zochon. And since if you had a kezias, it would have a very severe tumah, it would be metame mago b'maka. Even though in this case you have less than a kezias, if you combine it with other oichlim and altogether you have a bear, it would be metame a tumah zochon, it would be metame a less severe tumah. Rabbi Shimon Omer Hapagomo Bar Nebes Bar Shafa Bar Hazir. Rabbi Shimon says so too, a camel, a nebes, a rabbit, a shafa, a hazir, a pig. If you have a carcass of one of these animals and you're in a big city, it's considered ochlin, the flesh of these animals is considered food. And we're going to tell me to mazochlin, even though you don't have any machshava.
as in a big city, you'll find the guy that will eat the flesh from these not kosher animals. As Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama, the Tanakhama says that the Nevela of the Behemoth Tmeah does require Machshava for it to be Mitzvah Timazokhan, that it's not easy to find a guy who will eat the flesh from the carcass of a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Shimon says there are exceptions to that, as these animals that are mentioned over here, you will find guys to eat it, so therefore, since you will find guys to eat it, they are considered Ochan, even without any Machshava at all, they will be Mitzvah Timazokhan.
Shabbos is dill that is put into food to give it taste. And when you put the Shabbos into the food, after the food cooks for a while, the Shabbos is like an eighth, it's like a piece of wood, no longer has any taste. So therefore, if the Shabbos is truma, and you put it into a pot where truma was cooking, and it put its taste into the pot, it cooked for a while until the taste of the dill got into the other foods, the Shabbos no longer is considered truma. As once it gives its taste to the other food, since it's now like an eighth, it's like a piece of wood, it has no taste at all, it's not considered food anymore, so it's not also as truma anymore, nor is it mitami tumasochan, it's no longer considered food and would not be mitami tumasochan. Once it gives its taste to the food and it's like a piece of wood, it no longer has any taste. And therefore, it's not considered ochan and it's not mitami tumasochan. Lo beis vodim, vishal ado, v'ali alof ha-shaita, eina mitami tumasochan ad sheyim toku. Lo beis vodim, are very soft branches of a tree that are pickled in wine or vinegar or in salt water. And you can only eat them after they are pickled. Before they are pickled, they have no taste at all. And so to ado, type of vegetable similar to a radish, it also has no taste until it's pickled. And ale lo fashota, the leaf of a type of onion, this too only has taste once you've pickled it. So therefore, none of these things are mitami tumas ochan unless you sweeten it by pickling it. Before you pickle it, it has no taste. It's not considered ochan, it's not food, and therefore it would not be mitame tumas ochan. Rabbi Shimon, I'm afshal pakuos keyotiba. Rabbi Shimon says, so too pakuos is the same thing as the vegetable just mentioned. It also is not considered food until it's pickled as it has no taste. Pakuos is a type of small pumpkin, and it has no taste until you pickle it, and only when you pickle it is it considered food. Before then, it's not mitame tumas ochan.